Masechet Baba Mesiah Daf Nun Bet. Kama Tehe Asela Chasera Velo Yehe Ba Ona'a. The previous Mishnah talked about overcharging or undercharging exploitation when buying and selling an item. Now we're going to apply the concept to currency. Coins would get eroded naturally as you hand them off and they rub off against people's hands and pockets, so they get eroded. Also, people sometimes would chip away a little bit of the metal to gather it together. And so as coins were used, they became eroded. So the question is, how much does it have to be eroded before it reaches a state that you can't use it anymore? That it's too eroded, and let's say it's something worth a silver dollar. And so now it's eroded until what? Until it's worth 95 cents, 90 cents, 85 cents, right? At some point, you're not allowed to use it anymore because you're underpaying by so much. Rabbi Meir Omer Arba Isarot Isar Ledina. We're going to see three opinions. Rabbi Meir says that it's one out of 24. That's Isar of Ofa Dinar is the same as four Isarot of a Sela. He gives the ratio in two ways, but we'll just focus on the ratio. So it's 1/24. That's already more than one, that or more. If it depreciates, then you can't use that coin. It's ona'a. Rabbi Yehuda omer arba punjonot, punjon de dinar. Rabbi Yehuda says it's 1/12. The Rabbi Shimon omer shimona punjonot, shene punjon la dinar. 2 punjonot for a dinar is equal to 1/6. So we have here three opinions: 1/24, 1/12, or 1/6. Now, if someone gets paid with a coin like this, they sold something and the buyer gave them this coin, how long does he have before he comes back and say, hey, sorry, this coin you gave me is not a good coin? You can't have forever, like before. There's a time limit, so to here. If you're in a big city where there are money changers, so enough time that you can go show it to a money changer, they're experts, and they'll tell you, yes, this is a good coin, or they'll tell you, it's just a tiny bit eroded, it's all right, you can use it, or they'll tell you it's more than one of those ratios. So how long does that take? Let's say, you're on this side of town, you have to get to the marketplace and then come back, let's say 1 hour. That's in the city where there is a money changer. However, if someone's in a smaller village where there's no money changer there, then it's until Friday afternoon, because Friday, Erev Shabbat, because that's when people are spending a lot of money. They're going and they're buying food and provisions for Shabbat. And so since they're going to the market and buying and selling, so they'll use this coin, and then they'll know if a vendor says, oh, this coin, I'm not accepting it, it's too eroded. So then they'll know, hey, oh, it's an eroded coin, I can't even use it. So he has until the end of the week to go back to the person who gave it to him and say, hey, this is no good. However, if the person who gave the coin recognized it, so let's say you gave me this bad coin, I come to you and say, here, look, see, don't you recognize this coin? You gave it to me some time ago. He says, yes, I gave you that coin. In that case, and it's no good, then even after 12 months, you have to take it back, right? This is a coin you gave me. You take it back. I want a different one. I want a better coin. And there is only a grievance. The Gemara will explain who has a grievance against whom. And also, if you have fruit and you have to take maaser and you take maaser sheni from that fruit, now that maaser sheni you're supposed to carry to Jerusalem, but if it's too much to carry to Jerusalem, so then you can redeem it for a coin. So if you have a coin that's a little bit eroded, that's okay. You can still use it as a redemption for maaser sheni. And then you take this coin, and then you take it to Jerusalem. Why is that okay? Even if it's a little bit eroded, because a person who doesn't accept the coin is just there, just being miserly, they're just being stingy. But really, the coin is a valid coin. So as long as it's a valid coin, and it would be accepted in most places, so you can use it for Maaser Sheni, even if it's a little eroded, and some people wouldn't. But those are the stingy people, so you don't have to take them into account. for this law, and the Maaseh Sheni is redeemed. We ask, Urminhi, Ad kama te'aseh l'chasera v'yeh ba'ona'a. There's a braita that's very similar to the Mishnah, except that it asks the question in the opposite way. Over here we asked, how much does a coin have to be eroded so that there will not be ona'a, right? So in other words, over here, if it has to be eroded, let's take the opinion, it says 1/6. It has to be eroded less than 1/6, and then it will not be ona'a. That's fine, you can use that coin. But this braita says, how much would it have to be eroded, and it would be ona'a? And then it gives all the same opinions. Amara papa la kashya tana didan kachashi mimata lemala tana bara kachashi milemala lemata. The papa says there's no contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braita. Our Mishnah is figuring from high and down, meaning from low and up. If it's like zero erosion or a 0.001 erosion or 0.002 erosion, all the way up to 1/6, then there is no ona'a. So as long as it's less than 1/6 erosion, you can use the coin, there's no ona'a. Whereas the other braita was counting the other way around, from infinity all the way down, right? If it's 100% eroded, then you certainly can't use it. How about 50% and less, all the way down to 1/6. So anything that's 1/6 and above is too much erosion, and if someone uses that coin, then they are guilty of exploitation. And now we ask, how come in our baraita, which is talking about coins, we have a three-way machloket between these tana'im, but in the previous Mishnah, which was talking about buying and selling an item, we're using a garment as an example, but it could be any item, when you're buying and selling something, there's no machloket. There was a machloket regarding with the B Tarfon. He said 1/3. Okay, but that's a separate matter that he said, and then he was not rejected. He was rejected by the merchants of Lod, so that was not the halacha. But these sages here, B Tarfon's an earlier generation than these sages. These sages, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, are all students of Rabbi Akiva. They're all fourth generation, whereas Rabbi Tarfon was a teacher of Rabbi Akiva. So the question is about these. How come these three sages only have a machlok regarding currency, but they didn't have a similar machloket about the ratio for buying and selling an item? Right here they say 1/6, 1/12, 1/24, but up there it sounds like they would all agree. So Amarava Mantana Talit Rabbi Shimon Hi. So Rava explains, who is the Braita, who is the author of the previous Mishnah? It's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah says 1/6. And so, in fact, that's why we were just quoting him in the previous Mishnah that said, if you buy or sell something, then overcharging is 1/6. But in fact, the other Tanaim would say 1/12 or 1/24 for coins and for an item. Abaye amar talit ad shetut machil inish. Damari inashe ashik legabich v'shavi lekeresich. Sela kevan de la segile la machil. Abaye says, no, there's a fundamental difference between buying and selling an item like a garment, where up to 1/6, everybody would agree that a buyer will waive his right to the overcharge, because there's a folk saying that you should overpay for your back, meaning overpay to get a shirt on your back. This is a basic necessity. And the same would be true for other items that you need and use. Okay, so you overpaid a little, but you're getting something that you really need. And you should acquire at cost just for your stomach, for food that, you know, just you eat and then you're going to be hungry again another 3 hours. So it's not worth overspending on food, but it is worth overspending a little on items like a garment. And therefore, everybody agrees, all the Tanaim say that regarding buying something, that the person would waive his right up to 1/6. However, when it comes to a coin, since a coin that's debased will not circulate if it's eroded, so a person is not going to waive his right. And there, some of the Tanaim say, oh, a person is not going to waive his right to 1/6. One says a 1/12, one says even a 1/24, even if it's a 1/24, still it's going to be difficult to use it. Imagine if you had a silver dollar and it's really only worth 95 cents. So then who's going to want to buy? Who's going to want to accept that coin, right? So even if it's even if it's more than one out of 24 parts, still it may be hard to use. And so since you can't use it and go and assume that you can buy something else with it, a person is not going to waive his right. Whereas as comes to an item, you have the item. Okay, you overpaid a little, but you can put a shirt on your back. So there, even the Tanaim that say 1/24th or 1/12th for a coin would agree that you have up to a sixth for an item. Gufa, ad kama teha sela chasera vihe ba ona ad. Rabbi Meir omer arba'a isarot isar lidan. Rabbi Yehuda omer arba pundyonot, pundyonot dinar. Rabbi Shimon omer shemona pundyonot, shene pundeyon ladinar. Yater al ken mochra beshovya. So we have a braita that repeats the amounts in the Mishnah that Rabbi Meir says a fraction of 1 out of 6, and Rabbi Yehuda says 1/12, and Rabbi Meir says 1/24th, and Rabbi Yehuda says 1/12, and Rabbi Shimon says 1/6. The braita ends and says, more than that, you sell it at its cost, at its value. We'll discuss more what this means. One meaning is, when he says more than that, what does that mean? When you say more than a ratio, more than whatever, let's say a six, according to the Bishimon, is more than a six, does that mean more erosion, or does that mean less erosion, that the coin is worth more than a coin that's eroded 1/6? All right, we're going to see and coming up that the Yater Al Ken can go both ways, can mean both things. So here, let's say go with a simple reading that if it's eroded more than that, then you have to sell it at the value of the metal. Like you have to melt it down, it's no longer worth the face value. The Gemara will give a different explanation on the beginning at the beginning of the next Amud. Ad kama tipachet v'hed ashay l'kayema. Now, a new question. How much does after erode that you're allowed to even keep it as a coin, right? The question before was, how much does have to erode before it's ona'a if you use it? Here, there's another level where you're not even allowed to keep it around because someone might use it, even if you don't use it and someone else uses it. You have to destroy this coin. It's a false measure. So how much is that? Besela ad shekel, bedinar ad rova. If it's a sela, then only if it erodes up down to a shekel. A sela is worth double that of a shekel. So imagine if a sela is, let's say, worth $4. So if this coin, that's, let's say, imagine there was a $4 coin, if it eroded down to less than $2, then that's it has to be destroyed. And regarding a dinar is worth half as much as a shekel. So in our scenario, that's equal to a $1 coin. Ad rova, you have to destroy a dinar if it goes down to a quarter. It sounds like it's talking about a quarter of the dinar, which be, if the dinar was $1, then that would be down to a quarter. So you have to figure out how come a sela is half, but a dinar down to a quarter. We'll talk about that. Pachot miken isad asur l'hosia. If it erodes more than that, meaning if the erosion, if the value is becomes less than that amount, that half or that quarter, even as much as an isad, which is a small amount, then you are not allowed to use it and you have to destroy it. And at that point, you're not allowed to sell it to anyone, not to a merchant, not to a violent man, not to a murderer, because they're going to end up using it and they're going to trick others. They're going to say, here, see, I paid you, and nobody's going to want to confront them because these are violent people and not going to want to say, oh, I'm not going to accept your coin. You're not accepting my coin, right? Forget about it. And so you can't even sell it to them, even though you're not intimidating anybody. You have to take them out of circulation. So what are you going to do with it? Well, you can make a hole in it and make it into a necklace, put it around the neck of your son or your daughter. It's made out of some shiny metal, so it'll be a nice ornament, but you cannot use it as currency. Amar Mor, let's analyze. Besela shekel bedinat adroba. Maishena besela shekel, maishena bedinat adroba. The question is, how come sela, which was like worth $4, after it goes down to more than half, you can't use it anymore. But with a dinar, it goes down to a quarter of its value, then you can't use it. What's the difference between a sela, that it got only if it goes half of that to a shekel, whereas a dinar, you can keep using it only until it erodes down to a quarter of its value? What's the difference? Amar Abaye, mai rova dekatan ena merova shekel. This is when we said a quarter, it wasn't a quarter of a dinar, but a quarter of a shekel, which is half of a dinar. So in fact, it's the same ratio, right? To go back and look at it, he says, selah down to a shekel. And if it's a dinar, down to a quarter of a shekel, which is also half. So it's giving you two examples of a ratio of one half. Amar Rava, daika name de katane, roba vela katani ribia shemat mina. Rava says, that's a good answer. You know why? Because it uses the word rova, not the word ribia. The difference here is like rova is the name of a coin. Like in English, we say a quarter means the name of a coin, rather than ribia would be something like saying 25%. So where it's clearly that's talking about a ratio, whereas the word a quarter, although it could mean a ratio, it is also the name of a coin. So that's what they meant. Lama le limit le ye di le dinar be shekel milata gav or haya kamash malandi ka dinar de atemi shekel. Now, why would it make a dinar dependent on the shekel? Why not say half a dinar? Why say if a dinar erodes down to a quarter of a shekel? Why are you relating these two currencies? Oh, it's teaching us something, by the way, that there is such a thing as the dinar that comes from a shekel. If you take a shekel and it gets eroded, and now so eroded that's worth half its value, you can still use that as a dinar, right? I'm paying you here with a dinar. Wait, that looks like a shekel, but it looks all eroded. Yeah, okay, I'm gonna, let's say that it's the value of a dinar. So there's such a thing as a dinar coin that used to be a shekel coin, but now is only worth half its value, but you could still use it as a dinar. And we can support Rabbi Ameh before that supports Rabbi Ameh, who said that if you have a dinar that came from a shekel, right, the shekel got worn down till it was only worth half, you can keep it around because you can use it as a dinar. Whereas a dinar that came from a selah is worth four times a dinar. So now you have a selah that got so eroded down to a shekel, which is half, and down to a half of that, that is too much erosion, and you cannot use it anymore. It'll be too complicated. People will think it's a selah. No, it's all eroded, so then they'll think it's a shekel, but really, it's only worth a dinar, so then that you can't use anymore. You have to destroy it. Pachot miken isad asur lehosia. Now, that baraita said that if it's less than that, less than an isad, meaning if it's eroded so much that the value is less than the ratio that we said, let's say less than a half, then you cannot use it anymore. Mai ka'amad, what does that mean, less than that? Amar abaye hachi ka'amad, pechata sela yoter mikede ona'a isad asur. Abaye says, it means that if it got eroded, if a sela got eroded more than the amount of ona'a by an isad, right, even a small amount, then you cannot use it anymore. Amar le Rava ihachi afilu mashehu name. Rava says, why would you use an isad? Although it's a small coin, just say any amount, right? Let's say if it's 1/6, the erosion is the cutoff point. So say anything, any erosion that makes it lower than a sixth of a value from the full value, meaning the full value minus a sixth plus a little more, then that would already be not allowed to use. Why say less than an isad if you could just say anything? Ela amar Rava pechata sela isad la dinar asur ustama kerbi meir. Rather, he says if it was a sela and it went down an amount of an isad per dinar, and that would be the opinion of Bimeir. An isad out of a dinar is 1/24. And so it's assuming the opinion of Rabbi Meir. And that is the ratio of ona'a. It's not that if it goes down further after ona'a more than that, but rather that is the amount of ona'a according to Rabbi Meir. So he's the author. Tanan hatam, a mishnah in Masechet Kelim, sela shenifsela v'hitkina sheyeh shokel b'mishkalot teme'a. Says if you have a coin that became invalid for use, let's say it's eroded, or the king said, no, this coin is out of circulation, so you can't use it anymore, and the person decided, I'm going to use it as a weight to put on a scale, right? This worth, it weighs this much, I'm going to use it for that. Now it's susceptible to tumah. The law is that only a utensil is susceptible to tumah. So a coin, a regular coin that you buy and sell with, is not susceptible to tumah, which would be a very important halacha, because they're getting changed from hand to hand all the time, and someone is tameh along the way. But the point is that you don't do anything except for buying and selling. You don't use the coin itself for, as a tool. Although nowadays we use it sometimes as a little screwdriver to open the battery compartment in a toy or something, right? But generally, it's not a utensil. However, if you decide if it's taken out of circulation and you say, okay, I'm going to use it as a weight, now you're using it as a utensil, so it becomes susceptible to tum'ah. Ad kama tipachet v'hed ashay l'kayim ala sela shene dinarim pachot miken yakos. And how much does it have to erode before you can still use it if it's a sela to dinarim. A sela is worth four times a dinar. So if a sela goes down to two dinarim, then it goes down to half the amount. Less than that, you have to cut it up. So we have to explain this. What do you mean less than that? You have to cut it out. You have to destroy the coin. So that's less than that. How about yated al ken mai? What if it's more than that? Which sounds like it's meaning, what if it's between two dinarim and one sela? Then what do you do with it? We have two answers. Amar Rav Huna, pachot mikan yakos yater al ken yakos. Now what this means, pachot mikan works in both directions. If the erosion is less than that, and if the amount the coin is worth less than that. So in other words, no matter what, either way, destroy the coin because it's not worth a sela. It went down too much, more than the value of ona'ah, and you can't use it anymore. So therefore, destroy it. Rabbi Ame Amar Pachot Miken Yakos Yater Al Ken Yekayem. Rabbi Ame says, no, only one way. If it goes down somewhat less, if it erodes less than a half, meaning it's worth more than a half, but it erodes more than the ona'ah value, but it's still worth more than half. In that case, destroy it, because someone might use it and pass it off as a sellout, or maybe they'll or something like that. Whereas if it erodes a lot, it goes all the way down, even less than the shekel, then you can keep it around. You know why? Because no one's going to mistake it. It's worth so little, right? It's so, look at it. It's like less than half is there. So then no one's going to come to use it. So then you can keep it around. So that's kind of paradoxical, but right, you understand it makes sense. Metive. And now we have a challenge against Rav Huna. Rav Huna says you have to destroy the coin. But whether it's more or less than half the amount, destroy it no matter what, if it's not, if it's outside the bounds of ona'ah. Yated al ken mochra b'shovya. The challenge is from a line in the Braita that beforehand that I mentioned, we're going to come back to at the top of the Amud. So here it is. It says, more than that, you can sell it according to its value. What do you mean according to its value? My love shepechata yoter mikedeh ona'ata. Does that not mean that it was eroded more than the amount of ona'ah, and yet you're allowed to sell it for its value? Means you could still use it, and you don't have to destroy it. Challenge to Rav Huna, who says you have to destroy it whether it's more or less than a half. If it goes down, if it's eroded more than ona'ah, you have to destroy it. No, what this means is that more than that, meaning it didn't erode much. It eroded less than the amount of ona'ah. Yater means it's worth more than the amount of erosion would a cutoff line, right? If the amount of erosion is 1/6, this is still did not erode 1/6 yet. It's worth more than that. In that case, you can use it at face value. And so there's no question from this. Another challenge against Rav Huna, meti be'ad kama tipachet v'hed ashay l'kayema besela ad shekel. So Braita said, how much does it have to go down? And you can still keep it around. If it's a sela, down to shekel, which is half of a sela. My love de pachet purta purta. So isn't this a case where it got eroded little by little? And yet, even though it went little by little, still it's still around. So what is it doing still around? Really, it should be that once the sela goes down by, let's say, 1/6, so now you already have to destroy it. Because that's what Rav Huna said. So how could it possibly go down all the way down to one shekel that you would say, oh, if it goes down to a shekel, then destroy it. It sounds like if it went down to a shekel and a half, then you still don't have to destroy it. We answer, no, we're talking about a case where it fell into a fire and it eroded all at once. It didn't go little by little. It was a sela, and half of it now got burnt, and now it's worth only a shekel. That's when you have to destroy it. so you have to destroy it. But in fact, if it was little by little, then at once it passes a cutoff point of ona'a, you have to destroy it. Amar mori, kevennu v'telena besavar beno o besavar bito. Now the Braita says that what do you do with this with a coin that's no longer usable? You can't sell it to a thug or anybody else or a merchant. Rather, just make a hole in it and hang it on, as a necklace on your son or your daughter. It would mean that we have a contradiction. Lo yasena mishkal ben mishkelotav, lo yizrekena ben gerutotav, lo yikebena v'yitelena besavar beno besavar bito. Ela o yishok o yitos, yitoch o yakos o yolich liyam hamedach. Braita says, if you have a coin that's no good anymore, don't make it into a weight among weights, because then you're going to find it and maybe you're going to use it, and don't put it in a bunch of metal scraps. Don't prefer it and make it into a necklace for your son or your daughter. Rather, you should grind it up, melt it, cut into pieces, or throw it into the Dead Sea. You really have to destroy it. So the first Baraita before says make it into a necklace. This one says don't make it into a necklace. Amar Rabbi Elazar v'amri la Rav Huna Amar Rabbi Elazar lakashya kan ba'emsa kan minasad. So there's no problem. Depends where you perforate it. If you make a perforation right through the middle of the coin, well, then there's no way anyone's going to use it. That's the same as destroying it, and then you can use it as an ornament. Whereas this braita that says don't do that, that's if you make a hole all the way on the side of it, in which case someone can come and just file off that side, and still it will be mostly a coin and still may use it to deceive others. So you have to perforate it in such a way that really nobody's going to use it anymore. We continue to analyze the Mishnah. Ad matem mutar lachazir bakerachim ad shir elu shulchani bakefarim ad arbe shabbatot. If someone gives you a bad coin, so how long do you have to return it to him? It depends. If you're in a city, then the amount of time to go show it to a money changer, like 1 hour. But if you live in a village, then you have until Friday afternoon when you go shopping and you're going to use it. Maishana besela de maflig u maishana betali de la maflig. And now we ask a similar question as before. What's the difference between a bad coin, where we make a distinction between a city and a village? But in the previous Mishnah regarding buying and selling an item like a garment, there we did not make a distinction between a city and a village. We just said until the time it takes to show it to a merchant or a friend. A couple of answers. Amar Abaye, ki tenan name matnitin betalit bakerachin tenan. He says, in fact, the previous Mishnah was assuming that you are in a city, and that's why it said until you show it to a friend. But if you're in a village, then you have longer. So this Mishnah just gives some added detail, and what we read in this Mishnah applies to the previous Mishnah. And in both of them, if you're in a city, then amount of time, shorter amount of time until you show it to a money changer, if it's a coin, or a merchant, if it's an item. But if you're in a village, then you would have the whole week. Rava Amar Talit Kol Inishkim Le Begava Sela Kevan Delav Kol Inishkim Le Begave Ela Shulchani Hilkach Bakerachim Dika Shulchani Ad Sheir Al Shulchani Bekeferim Deleka Shulchani Ad Arbe Shabbatot Tesalkin Le Shuka. Rava says, no, there's a fundamental difference. Items that you buy and sell, like a garment, everybody knows about how much it is. And so that's why in the previous Mishnah says, until you show it to a merchant or a friend, right? There's always people that say, oh, you know, I bought something just like that. I bought a sweater just like that, and it cost me less. So therefore, since like you can show it to everybody, therefore it doesn't make a difference. Even if you're in a little village and you go and you show it to someone, there'll be someone who nearby who will know that this is you were overcharged. Whereas a coin, not everybody is an expert in a coin that to know if that's a good coin or not. Only a money changer, he's a real expert. Therefore, only for a coin, if you're in a city where there is a money changer, amount of time till you show it to him. Whereas if you're in a village where there's no money changer, then you have all the way until Friday afternoon when you go to the marketplace to try to use it. The next line of the Mishnah says, if the person that gave you the coin recognizes it, then you can return it to him and he'll give you a new coin, and that you can do until 12 months. Hecha, where are you talking? Iba kerachin ha'amat ad shir el shulchani, iba kefarim ha'amat ad arbe shabbatot. If you're in a big city, you just said until the amount of time until you show a money changer. If you're in a little village, then you said you have until Friday. So where is this talking about that you have 12 months? Amar Rav Chista, midat chasidut shenu kan. Rav Chista says, we're talking about the one who gave the coin, is acting above and beyond. Really, he doesn't have to give it. After 1 hour in a city or the rest of the week in a village, if you go return it to them, hey, this coin, he says, oh, sorry, the time limit is up. I don't have to take it back. However, if he wants to do the upright thing, then he has, and then even 12 months, meaning like, you know, there's no time limit, then it's a proper thing to do. Well, listen, I gave you this change. Maybe I didn't look at it carefully. I didn't realize when I gave it to you. So, you know, I want to be right by you. I'll take it back and I'll give you a better coin. That's what the 12 months is talking about. Okay, if so, that he's being a chassid, then what does the last line of the Mishnah mean? That he only, not the last line, the next line of the Mishnah say mean that it says he has only a grievance. Who has a grievance against whom? Leman I le chassid. If it's the chassid that has a grievance, because now we had to take back the coin, so la kabule le kabile mine, la taromet evele. If you're going to be so aggrieved, so don't accept it, right? If you're going to be a chassid, by definition, you should be happy. I want to go above and beyond the law and make sure that you have a whole coin. So then you should be happy. Why would he have a grievance if he agreed just now to take back the coin when he didn't technically have to? So rather must be the one who gave the coin back, the returning person. He has a grievance. What's his grievance? He got the bad coin, he gave it back, and the chassid accepted it, and the receiver got a new coin. So what grievance would he have if he was made whole? What's his problem? Rather, the next line is giving the other side. If he's a chassid, and you show it to him, and he says, yeah, you're right, I gave you that coin, you're right, it's bad, I'll give you another one, then that will make everybody happy. Shalom al Yisrael. But if not, if he's not a chassid, and he said, sorry, it's already Sunday. You passed the Friday mark, and now I'm not going to give it to you. I'm not going to change that coin. So then, the person who received the coin only has a grievance, but he does not have legal recourse to get to give back the coin and get a better one. The last line of the Mishnah says that a coin that's slightly eroded, you can use to redeem Maaseh Sheni fruit. And you don't have to worry about it, because someone who doesn't accept such a coin, we're talking about just that's a little bit eroded, that person is just being stingy. It really is a good coin. Okay, Amar Rabba Papa, Shema Mina Haiman Demokim Azuzeh Mikre Nefesh Ra'av, Hanemi Lehu Desagi Lehu. So Rabba Papa says, we learn from this Mishnah that a person who insists upon coins, that every coin you give him, every time you pay him, he looks at each one carefully, and he says, oh, look, this one has a scratch on it, right? Forget, I'm not taking it. A person like that is called a miserly soul. But that's only if it circulates, right? If it really is a good coin, nothing wrong with it, right? Like sometimes you give someone a crumpled dollar. Oh, the dollar's crumpled. I want a different one. So that's person's miserly, because really it's a good dollar, it's a good coin, and you can go and use it. On the other hand, if it's really bad, and it's all rubbed out and eroded, and it'll be difficult to use, so then you have a right to say, sorry, this coin is eroded, it's not usable, I can't circulate it, I can't go buy anything with it. Then you have a right. Our Mishnah that said that you can use a slightly eroded coin to redeem Maaser Sheni fruit, that supports the following statement of Chizkiyah. For Chizkiyah said two things. The first half is not relevant to Maaser Sheni. The first half just says, if you have a coin that's slightly eroded and you want, let's say it's a silver coin, and you're going to make change and exchange it for copper coins, then you do it according to the market value of that coin, not what it says on it. Let's say it says it's worth 10 shekel, but it's somewhat eroded and it's worth 9 point something shekel. So then when you exchange it for copper, then it's proper to exchange it for a few perutot less for its actual market value, not its face value. Nevertheless, if you're coming to redeem Maaser Sheni fruit with it, then Be'afa, right now we're understanding Yafa to mean like an unflawed coin, like according to its printed value, not its market value. You can treat it like a full 10 shekel, even though it's actually eroded and worth a little bit less. So you see, Hizkiah says you can use a slightly eroded coin for redemption of Maaseh Sheni, just like the Mishnah said. My Kama. Now let's explain Hizkiah. What's these two halves of statements that he's putting together? Hachi Kama. Afo pisheva leporta porta b'shovya. Kishu mechalela mechalela beyafa. Is giving a contrast. Even though when you're going to make change of a silver into copper, then you have to do it according to the market value of how much silver is in here, and you're going to deduct the amount of erosion. Nevertheless, when you use it to desacralize Maaseh Sheni produce, then you don't have to deduct anything for the erosion. You use it like a full coin. Now we ask, are you trying to tell me that according to Chizkiyah, you can make light of Maaseh Sheni and treat it like, oh, it's just Maaseh Sheni anyway, and so I can use it even though I know it's worth a little less, so what, I'll cheat a little. Can you really do that? Look at what Chizkiyah says otherwise. Amar Chizkiyah, v'ha'amar Chizkiyah, Maaseh Sheni she'en bo shaveh peruta. Omer, v'hu v'chomsho mechulal ma'ot harishonot, lefi she'yefshar lo le'adam lesamsem ma'otav. Chizkiyah said, what if you have Maaseh Sheni fruit that's worth less than the peruta, right? You went and you found one cucumber that's worth that's Maaseh Sheni, and you're going to redeem it. But how are you going to redeem it? It's not even worth a penny, and now you have to add a fifth too. So there's no coin that's small enough for you to redeem it. So Chizkiyah is simple. Well, you could just say that the value of this cucumber and the 50 and the 20% that I have to add on to it, I want to take that Kodesh and put it on one of the coins that I already used when I had the big amount of fruit, and I put it on to this coin, this 10 shekel coin. I could add that also. Why? Because there's always more room. It's impossible for a person to be so precise with his coins that he took exactly 10 shekels worth of olives and put it on this coin. A person is always going to be careful and put a little bit less than the 10 shekel. And just in case he's underestimating. And so you see, Chizkiyah says, we assume people are so careful in their calculation that they're going to leave room and give more money than they have to, such that since there's a little more room, we can add one more cucumber to that same coin. So Chizkiyah said, we do not make light of Maaseh Sheni in this statement. So how could it be that he said that you can use an eroded coin? This is, who cares? Don't worry about it. So we answer, my biyafa betorat yafa de terezile lamizazilinan be. So when he says yafa, he doesn't mean the stamped value on the coin, but rather the value, the actual value of what it is, right? The law of the yafa as it according to its value, not the stamp value, but the actual value on the market, because we're not going to treat Maaseh Sheni in contempt on two counts. One count is sufficient, and the one count here is that it is an eroded coin. So if you're really, really being, proper, you would use a nice new minted coin that's totally perfect. Good, that would be the best thing to do. Will allow you to use an eroded coin as long as you deduct that amount that it's eroded. And if it was a 10 shekel coin, then you're going to use it now, it's really only worth 9.7. Fine, so only redeem 9.7 shekels worth of produce on it. That's one level of treating the Maaseh Sheni lightly, but that's okay because you're still using the actual value of it. You're not going to do a double thing and say, listen, it's an eroded coin, but you know what? We'll use the face value and take 10 shekel of olives and put it on this eroded coin. That Chizkiyah didn't mean. So now, based on what Chizkiyah said otherwise, we can clarify what Chizkiyah meant in this statement. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen.